Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlightening the Mind, a weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey Royale. America, we have a problem. And as we get into this week's topics, you're going to see why I say that. I mean, we have people who put glue in their hair and on their faces. We have idiots who sue their parents because they were born. And then we have parents who just outright just kill their kids for probably being born. Before we get into that, I want to get into the breaking news, which is former President Donald J. Trump has been acquitted. To discuss these and other topics, I'm just going to get right into it and bring my panel led by Chris Gemini. And I just want to start this off with this breaking bombshell news. Gemini, what are your thoughts on today's news that President Trump has been acquitted for unleashing his supporters in the Capitol riot? What are your thoughts on that? Go ahead, sir.
What my thoughts are, America did not let us down once again. I am not. How could any of us even be surprised at America? This explains the exact integrity and egotistical, you know, people of this country. One thing you can say about the Senate is that they act as if they're definitely scared of Donald Trump. They would not be receiving any threat letters from any supporters of Donald Trump, unlike McConnell. McConnell received a threat letter concerning him and his family because he did not support. He voted against Trump. He voted for the impeachment. Only 7 to 10 Republicans voted against Trump. And so now they're going to be running for their lives. They're going to be scared. And it just shows what America is made of. You know, I am not surprised. Are you surprised? I mean, egos are flying high. So, you know, a lot of egos going to be now back up to 100%. And that's what you're going to have to deal with. And it just shows what Americans can get away with when things are on your side.
There's a couple of things that you're going to have to break down for us. First of all, you said that America didn't let us down. I need you to explain it because, see, America, from my understanding, America is this great, big, old, beautiful place where everything is kumbaya and God left
it. It is,
Wait a minute. Because all these Negroes is running around here in churches because God bless America and all that stuff. So this is – now, because you got to explain this to me. If these Negroes is in church because they love God – and God loves America,
why did America knock you down
by letting Trump come in? Go for it, now.
The part of the message that is not for Negroes is this, and this is what Trump said moments after the Senate vote that Trump was let off the hook. He said, "Our historic, patriotic, and beautiful moment to make America great again has only just begun. Our movement has only just begun." Now, Negroes, ask yourself this, if you're listening. What movement is Trump referring to? What beautiful country that was built on your backside?
Let me bring in Hefe, and let me ask him just that question, Hefe. You heard Gemini. He goes in and said America didn't let him down, and he goes on to paraphrase what Donald Trump says, which I'm going to expound into that article a little bit later on, but I'm just going to ask you straight up. He said that his movement has just begun. Well, what movement, in your opinion, is Trump talking about? Because my understanding is you Negroes went to church and they got Trump out of office, but Trump said this thing just begun. He's been acquitted. God loves America. Negroes in church. So apparently the Negroes should be for God if his movement is just begun. I'm lost. Explain to me what movement is talking about and why didn't America let us down. Go for it, F.A.
First of all, this is a time to say God bless and damn America, if you want to put it that way. And all kinds of stuff is going on. This is a script. This is what I mean. This is the ultimate script. I don't know if Hollywood can write a script better than this. In Trump's acquittal, the Democrats have failed again miserably. His acquittal is nothing but the prelude of what's to come. Trump will, or Trump's constituents will, return to that White House sooner than we believe, and crap or poo-poo is going to hit the fan again on another unprecedented level. We think we've seen something with this impeachment attempts, when the conservatives or the right wing or whatever they call the Republicans come together stronger. They're going to have something for the opposing party. So I'm loving this script. I'm watching it unfold before my eyes.
But
I couldn't
now
ask for a better form of entertainment.
Before I bring in Mother Teresa on this, when Mother Teresa, calm down before you slap these Negroes back to wherever they say they came. Exactly. I want you to hear the stupidity. I want to ask you this, Hefe. Okay, how you say the Democrats fail? I mean, they actually voted to impeach Trump, all of them. I mean, how did they fail? They can't. It's not them by themselves. I'm gonna give you a chance to expound on that. How did the Democrats fail?
Well, fail as in the sense of they didn't achieve their ultimate goal. Well, I don't know. Their ultimate goal may be just to slander and tarnish a person, his image, but they did not succeed regarding the actual acquittal. So that's how they failed.
I'm sorry, the
impeachment. He was acquitted instead of being impeached.
But like Royale said, it wasn't up to them 100%. The Senate has to pass that. The Senate froze up on you. Okay, the Senate didn't come through for Black America. So, Black America, watch out before you borrow too much money from the government, because you might end up trapped with it by the time a new government takes over, and that's the emperor by the emperor himself, Donald J. Trump.
Nah, not these niggas. Hey, I've been saying this. Mother Teresa, I need you to come in here. Mother Teresa.
I heard enough.
Okay, first, I'm listening. Mother Teresa, it's time to bring you in. I need you to straighten these Negroes out. The Negroes been all over the place. And I just want you to know one thing. I'm gonna say this, you know. Remember now, you know, talk to your peoples and everything. You know what I'm saying? Remember now, Jim and I need their help right now. You know, not me. I'm doing this for him. So let me ask you this, Mother Teresa. You heard the same news everybody else heard. You was one of Trump's biggest supporters. You was on his back. You said, hey, they did him wrong, whatever. My question to you is, first of all, you know, what are your thoughts on Donald Trump's acquittal today? And second of all, what do you think this will do for America, and what do you think this says about America? But first, what are your thoughts on the former president's acquittal?
Well, I think that it was definitely something that needed to go through this process. And I'm glad that, you know, people have stepped forward and put their votes in, put their two cents in. And I believe that now the country is coming to see what everything has been, you know, BS from the get-go, and distractions from allowing this president to do a good job. He's been, from the start of his whole presidency, he's been in court and in battle with this Biden crew, and they're just dirty players. And I'm sorry, but I think that it came to light that this was unfair, and he should not have had to go through all of this, and he's been acquitted. So
I think I heard enough.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, but I knew it was going to come to light. I knew they were going to have to go through a process, and court stinks, but it's a process that you have to go through. And I hope that this is now going to, you know, let America know that, you know, we can't just stand by and let this BS happen. It's time to do something, correct it, and then move forward. And I'm sorry, but I still believe that he did a great job. He still had record low unemployment for Black Americans. And as well as the unemployment for more employment for women, the lowest unemployment in generations. Y'all just don't understand
that
he really had America's back. And where was everybody else? Where was everybody?
Mother Teresa.
Everybody else had his back too, except for the few little people that were just
Marines.
Mother Teresa, let me ask you a couple questions, and I get you. And look, this is y'all day. I want y'all to support. And you know what? I'm not mad at you because them dumb Negroes who sit there and they want to march and they want to get on their knees and they want to run the churches and all that stuff and don't want to fight and stuff. The Proud Boys and the Proud Girls and the Bat Women, as I call them, and the Bat Men, they run around, they do what they want to do, and they fight. The Negroes want to go to church and we shall overcome. You know, one day. But I want to ask you a couple questions.
Go ahead. Let me ask you this, Royale. Do you think the military is astoundingly happy that Trump will be back as their commander-in-chief if that happens? Or you think they ready for that? Because they quit on him, too. How do you think they feel?
See, here's the problem. Here's the problem with it. I know for a fact I've spoken to some military dudes, and I'm not going to put them all out there, but the people that – see, the problem is that you have wolves and you have sheep. The wolves are for Trump. The sheep is these Baja humbug Negroes and other clown people who don't understand a fight. They don't understand how you take power, how you fight. The people in the military, and this is where it's going to get dangerous. The people that's in the military that are strong, they like Trump. I know a lot of them. A lot of them like Trump, man. They gung-ho G.I. Joes. They love Trump. Then, you know, you have some people that don't like Trump. But the bottom line is it seems as though Trump always wins. And you have to ask yourself this question. Look yourself in the mirror point blank, face to face, and say, well, Trump is wrong. All of the Negroes in church and all of the, I guess, the so-called lily good white folks and lily black folks and all that, they say Trump is dead wrong. Okay, if Trump is dead wrong and there's more of y'all than Trump, then how the hell does Trump keep winning? If there's more of you, people who don't like Trump, how does Trump keep winning? How does Trump never get impeached and go to jail? How come you Negroes can run around here and get your foot choked on your neck and get choked out and die and say, I can't breathe, mama, save me, mama, and then you get killed. And then you go to march, and they say, man, y'all Trump, so y'all some thug nigga hoodlums, and then they go dress y'all. Trump sends people because he didn't win an election. They tear up the Capitol, and Trump's acquitted. They tell me the biggest influencer is the president of the United States, and he influenced this mob, but they say, nah, Trump didn't do this. Go ahead, Hefe, before I get on the roll. And I know you want to say the Negro, but go for it.
I like your point, but I think it only be appropriate during your explanations of these scenarios that you also include the word honky along with Negroes so you won't seem biased. Go ahead. You may continue.
Okay. But see, I can't say that because if I say that, them people, see, I can say Negro because all y'all going to do is get on y'all knees and run the church. I'm scared. If I say honky, they're going to come kill me and y'all Negro going to be like, Jesus going to save you, boy. That nigga went to a better place. I don't want to go to a better place. So I lie. Until you become a man and be a coward, don't ask me for equal justice. Because equal justice is, I tell you what, I promise you this here. If the shoe is on the other foot, Proud Boys and the Proud Girls, or the conkies as you want to call them, if they would have had one of their people with their foot on their neck, they'd have wiped out that police force. They'd have went down that march and said, we're going to take this guy dang out. But you Negroes, Negroes went to church and said, Jesus, Jesus.
So wait a second. So that question
me
still.
You see what I'm saying?
That
go
question
ahead,
still the question still ahead, remains, what is
what's the
American movement that Trump is referring to? Did you?
Well, and I asked
swamp.
A question. I asked y'all a question. Well,
drain
what
swamp.
Swamp? Now, define the swamp. Well, define the swamp.
Well, according to
define the swamp.
Their perception is the corrupt deep state. That's what they mean.
What's the corrupt deep state? Okay, and again, what's the corrupt deep,
that's their perception.
Deep state?
The alleged satanic people in government, the satanic people in corporate America, that's their perception. drain the swamp.
Aren't they the satanic people? Aren't they the satanic people?
It's time to get rid of them too. It's time to clean the house. It's time to clean the house of all.
So Mother Teresa has the answer.
I'm telling you, they have. They've done so much. How many of the sick child pornography and child trafficking people did they put out? Did they get out of the system?
Mother Teresa.
How many? I mean,
Mother Teresa, I'm trying to be on your side, but you're giving me ammunition to fight, and I'm telling you. So you come say, how many of these sick child molesters, these people that hurt children? So your thing is a child molester hurts children, correct? Just call it out, right? Mother Teresa, that's what you're saying. Okay, a child molester hurts children. Well, what do you call a man who takes a child from his parent and locks the child in a cage just for walking across the street? Into what he calls another country. Now, he don't care about the child. He says, you don't come into America. What do you call that person where this child is watching his mom be dragged away from him, kicking and screaming for what are you taking my mom for? Why are you taking my mom? But now you're going to say this is a God child. But now you say, but Trump got rid of the people that hate and hurt children. But he's the bastard that hate and hurt children. Then you go back and say, well, Trump, he's getting rid of all of the people who corrupt America. What about a cop that looks at a man because he's a darker skinned man and put his foot on his neck and then kills him? And Trump says, that's a good guy. We're going to drain the swamp. Man, what the hell are y'all doing? See, my thing is
I don't think he would say that's a good guy.
He said it. Mother Teresa, don't lie now. One thing I ask you to do, because I like you, you got power. Look, the one thing I like about y'all, y'all are a barbaric, unhuman killing machine. You're Terminators. They have no conscience, no heart, no moral. So I'm with you on that. They are barbaric killers. So yes, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to go out and take what they want. But let's don't idolize it. Let's call it what it is. See, the reason why I'm coming at it is saying, look,
let's not call that the right thing, but call it the most effective way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the bottom line is this. If I'm going to fight a man, Hefe, you answer this question for me. All y'all answer this question for me. If a man comes at you and wants to fight you, do you get on your goddamn knees or do you fight this man back with fire? How do you beat a bully?
No, you match him with force. Match him with equal force.
So I'm asking you this here. Now, if they can come out there and do that, why you Negroes still? And you say, okay, I don't even say Negroes. No, I have to say Negroes. You know why? Because I need them to wake up. So you're saying, oh, you know, you call them people's hunkies too. I ain't got to call them that because they already woke. They know what they want to do. You Negroes going to see something and say, put on my Sunday best. I'm going to put on my Sunday shoes. I'm going to I got to stop, man. I got to stop.
It's brainwashing through religion, man. Black community through religion.
But I tell you this right here. Until these Negroes get ready to actually really stand up and fight, they're going to continue, and Donald Trump is going to be more powerful than he was before.
Real quick, like Malcolm X said, we've been so bamboozled with this religious garbage. No disrespect to the Most High above, but this religious garbage that we believe if we disobey our masters, then we are being disobedient to God Himself. That's how brainwashed we are. You disobey master, you disobeying God. Jeez. God bless you. I can see.
Rich, there is a verse.
What do you
want to
say about that?
He's right. There is a verse in the great biblical text that actually states that. I can't give you the chapter and verse this time, but there is something that says, you know, to obey your oppressor, the master, obey your government, you know, stay in your lane. All of those type of philosophies are stated in the Christian Bible. So, when you lay that as the foundation of the head of your household, and you bring your entire family up based on those words for over 400 years, what do you think you're going to get as a an ending product?
Right.
You're going to get mules. You're going to get mules that if you just cut the chain of the mule and say, hey, you're free, go your way, the mule is still going to follow the master everywhere he steps.
Well, right. See, here's the problem with that, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Jim, and I, to add on to that good point you just made, that's why blacks have so much involvement and power only in the churches of this country, but no major presence and power in financial institutions, schools, and things of that nature.
Well, that comes with the teaching of the oppressor. It's called the aftermath of a post-slavery syndrome. Can you blame it? It's going to take 100. It's going to take 50 to 100 years. It's going to take several generations for that to fade out.
Stop.
Period.
That's silly. That's silly, man. Dude, you're giving these Negroes an excuse to be pathetic. Okay, again, here's my thing right here. Now,
because the excuse is there.
Hold on. It ain't no excuse. Dude, excuses are
the
made by losers.
The excuse is there. The excuse exists. You're talking about 400 years of an excuse.
Man, stop. You know what, man? That dude... That's, you know, Mother Teresa, let me hear you talk.
Then you explain what's going on. Explain.
I got any Negroes.
Explain.
Mother Teresa, say something for me. Say something, Mother Teresa. I want to hear Winner talk right quick. That gives me hype and hope. Say something.
Mother Teresa,
say
black
something.
Men
I
stand
hear Winner. I want to hear Winner.
Black men stand
you know what I'm saying? I just want to hear Winner right quick.
They're just upset because he got acquitted. I'm sorry, but they're just a little bit... A little bit tender right now. It'll be okay.
Okay.
I'm sure that you guys won't, you know,
Negro,
be badly affected. It's all going to come out in your favor.
Negroes, y'all hear this, Negroes? This is your wake-up call, dumbs. This is your wake-up call, Negroes. Before you get your sorry asses and go to churches in the morning, this is your wake-up call, Negroes. It's a wake-up call, Negroes. Dude, they fight. And you on your knees, on your back. That's why. Another reason why.
And I don't.
Let's
make it clear that I don't believe anybody on this panel agree with anybody being on their knees, staying on their knees, and showing that that's where the black community gets its strength wholeheartedly, and that's how you win wars.
Think about this.
Strength is not on our knees. It's not on our knees.
No, I want to hear this. No, I want to hear this right here. I want you to hear this right here. I want y'all to hear this right quick. See, this is what y'all need to hear. And the reason why you said, why you coming at us like this? Brother, why you coming at us like this? Because Donald Trump just said something to y'all. Donald Trump just said it, and Jim and I said it so eloquently. Donald Trump said, and paraphrasing whatever, he says, this movement has just begun. Meaning, hey, we about to come and do something. Now, if you Negroes is going to sit here and be dumbass Negroes for the rest of your eternity existence, that's your problem. That's your problem. But I'm going to tell you this. I believe in math and numbers. Man, I've never been strong on my knees. I ain't never been strong on my knees. Every time something happened to the black race, okay, y'all, let's get on our knees. Now, y'all know the drill. Y'all know the drill. And they get on their knees. I ain't never done nothing on my knees. I'm going to tell you niggas this, and I said it. I'm going to tell y'all this. I ain't never going to stand in front of God on my goddamn knees. Now, he made me a man, I'm going to stand up. I ain't standing in front of him on my goddamn knees. Now, I'm not doing it because I think that's the cowardest state way to go down. If I'm going down, I'm going down on my feet, standing up strong. I'm not doing it. How you going to be a soldier in God's army on your goddamn knees? I ain't never known United States of America to say, all right, stand into attention. Down knees? Let's go fight.
Good point.
Let's go fight.
Down
right
on
your
knees?
On our
down
knees.
Down on your
Marines.
Marines. Down
on your knees.
Down on your knees.
Who does this?
You listen. He's up there on the fence. He says, on your knees.
I want y'all to hear it. Say it again for them. Say that they love you. They love you to death. The Negroes love you to death. Oh, that little white woman. Y'all ain't been. Say it again for them. Let them know how you feel. Say it again. Negro knees. are 10 hundred Negroes on your knees. And then I want to go to another article. We run out of time, y'all. I just want to go to something to show you how our race, who claims that they the sons and daughters of God, do the stupidest stuff. I know y'all this week heard of Gorilla Girl, Gorilla Glue Girl. Now, for you that don't know, I don't even really want to give her credit, but hey, this silly child of God, because, you know, everybody black is a child of God, you know. Okay, so this child of God, she stuck Gorilla Glue in her hair and had the nerve to say, I didn't know it was going to stick. Stupid, this is, guys, first of all, who is that ill-intelligent to stick glue in their hair? If you're a child of God, why don't you act halfway intelligent? Who does that? Who does? And then she has a nerve to get attitude, I'm going to sue Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Glue didn't tell you to put that crap in your head, idiot. Hey, when did a Gorilla Glue say, hey, chick, I got an idea for you. Stick this shit in your head. I didn't mean to curse, but I'm just calling it out how stupid we are.
I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench. I'm gonna throw a little flip twist to this.
Go for it.
Now,
go for it.
I do blame her 99% of the time. 99% of the blame goes on that woman who put that Gorilla Glue spray in her hair. But I will put the other 1-2% blame on the manufacturer, because we're dealing with people like
that
woman. Listen. This is why. We're dealing with people like that woman who are mentally incapable of using common sense and logic and applying it when need to. So since we know we have a society with so many incompetent people, people are so messed up in the head, they see the word gorilla.
Can you cut off Hefe's mic, please?
I want Hefe to finish this point. Hey, Hefe, do explain. Do explain to me how you can blame anybody for doing something stupid and blame the manufacturer. See, that's why Trump is going to be president.
There are hairspray manufacturers that do have a product out that starts off with the word gorilla. So these incompetent people think that, I can go use Gorilla Glue.
Oh, my God.
I was blessed to be born in the 70s and come up in the 80s because – the television shows and the movies taught us lessons back then. Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
In Police Academy, it shows the guy shampooing his hair with some damn glue. That says, don't do this. Don't do this. Okay?
Man, first of all, I just want to say this, guys. I just want to say this. And Mother Teresa, man, I apologize that you – no, I'm giving you ammunition. Like, you can go back to your people and say, they some of the dumbest things I ever heard of people in my life. Like, who sticks – Mother Teresa, would you stick glue in your hair? Mother Teresa, would you stick glue in your hair, Mother Teresa?
Exactly.
I won't even put hairspray in my hair. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
No.
But yet the children of God, the God, Jesus' children,
It's a shame because it goes to show monkey see, monkey do, because here it is in this article here. You got a prankster who stuck a plastic cup to his face with Gorilla Glue, went to the hospital in Los Angeles after copying the TikTok influencer who struggled to remove the permanent adhesive from her hair went viral.
On that note, he went in and stuck a cup on his face.
He had to one up her.
Exactly. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I had to close out the show, guys. I hope you guys have been enlightened, but I do want to say this before we go. Ladies and gentlemen, there's about to be a war. And the thing that's going to save you is what side of this war are you on. You're either going to be on the side of common sense and right, or you're just going to get rolled over. Think about that. We'll see you guys on the next episode of Enlightening the Mind. And please, people, you don't put glue in your hair. We'll see you guys next week. Mother Teresa, y'all did it. You pulled it off.
God,
your boy is back. Negro,
Gorilla,
run.
maybe they're thinking guerrilla warfare.
Drum,
Negro.